To start, well, I have to mention Channing Tatum again, for I think they have something in common. He had Channing Tatum, and now both have some young male actors, and both of them want to express their public more with their skills rather than looking. Meanwhile, both of them have been models before acting on screen, but different people have different legendaries. Now, let's have a look at his history. 首先，不得不再提一下钱琳·塔图姆。因为我觉得这两个人在某些方面确实很像，两个人都是高大英俊的偶像派新星，但都在为提升演技向实力派演员转型做着努力。同时两人都是模特出身，中途投奔演艺界。但是呢，每个人都会有不同的传说的，那让我们来看看他的传说吧。 First, he was a model at the age of 12, partly for his mother works for a modeling agency.But this job didn't last long, and he himself admitted that he had most unsuccessful modeling career. Then, later, he began to appear in some film as an amateurish actor. He once cast a role in Vanity Fair, but unfortunately, his part was deleted and only presented on a DVD version. 他在十二岁时成为了一名模特，可能跟他的母亲是模特经纪人有关吧。但是这份职业并没有维持多久，他本人也承认自己的模特经历非常不成功。接着，他便开始在一些电影中进行业余表演。他曾在电影《名利场》中饰演一个小角色，可是最后电影上映时，他不多的戏份也被删减了，仅在 DVD 版本中还保留着。He was then chosen to play the role of Cedric Diggory and Harry Potter.And the Goblet of Fire. Though he was not as famous as the two leading actors and actresses, his noble way and handsome figures impressed the world and were then acclaimed as the second Jude Law. But he was so humble and expressed he was never that potential. 他接着在《哈利波特与火焰杯》中饰演塞德里克·迪戈里，尽管他没有三位主演那般大的名气。但是他身上所散发的欧洲贵族的气质和俊美的外表也为他赢得了裘德罗接班人的美名，但他本人则十分谦逊地表示自己没有那样的潜力。Besides acting, he also plays guitar and piano and composes his own music. He recorded several soundtracks for two rather famous films which won him much applause. He has said, I've never really recorded anything.I just played in pubs. Anyone asked about a professional music career, he said, music's my backup plan if acting fails. 除了表演以外，钢琴和吉他他也相当在行，并且能自己进行创作。他曾为两部电影录制原声歌曲，受到了好评。他自己说从未录过什么专辑的，只是在小酒吧里唱着玩。对于是否要进军歌坛，他只说唱歌是演艺事业失败的后备之选。So, he continues to be an actor and finally became the superstar after another film. To attend the leading role, he flied all the way to America from London and competed among 5,000 excellent actors. When he first co-starred with a leading actress, she felt so easy and good. The director predicted that he is destined to be somebody.No doubt that he finally won the role after all these difficulties. 在接拍了另一部电影后，他成了炙手可热的超级明星。他一路从伦敦千里迢迢飞往美国，从5000名优秀演员中脱颖而出，得到了出演那部电影主角的机会。当该部戏中的女主角第一次与他合作时，女主角感觉到了无比的契合，而导演则大胆预测这个男演员定会红遍全球。历经千辛万苦，他终于拿下了这个角色。The film is called Twilight, and that role is Edward Cullen, and of course, he is Robert Pattinson. The film based on the best-selling novel of the same name, which was first released on 21st November 2008 in North America. However, at that time, Rob was fearful.That he would not be able to live up to the perfection expected from the character Edward Cullen. 这部电影叫《暮光之城》， 而他扮演的角色就是爱德华·库伦，当然他就是罗伯特·帕丁森。《暮光之城》是根据同名畅销小说改编的。2008年11月21日，电影率先在北美上映。当时罗伯特非常担心，害怕自己的表演不能满足观众对该角色的完美想象。But the world immediately is ignited by him, and people, especially the young girls, felt crazy about him. He then played in the Twilight sequels and other films, but one thing is certain, he can never go back to ordinary life again, for his fans are all over the world, and we all seem to love him very much. 这些担心看来是多余的了。这个年轻人一举点燃了世界的热情，俘获了众多少女的芳心。接下来，他拍了《暮光之城》的续集，也接拍了很多其他电影，只是他再也不可能回到曾经平静的生活了，因为他的粉丝已经遍布全球，大家似乎都为他疯狂了。